It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. April 10th, 1988, the comic strip Foxtrot by Bill Amend debuted. 1989, Intel introduced the 25 megahertz 486 microprocessor. It featured the equivalent of 1.2 million transistors, integrating the 386 processor and 386 math coprocessor for $900. Intel also introduced the 33 megahertz version of the 386DX microprocessor and 387 math coprocessor. 1991, the Federal Trade Commission publicly announced the investigation of Nintendo on charges of price fixing and made it public. Nintendo had signed a consent decree, which the company agrees to not fix prices in the future or penalize retailers who sell merchandise below suggested retail prices. 1995, the world's first national DNA database, NDNAD, was launched in the UK. 1997, in the Thursday, April 10th issue of the journal Nature Scientists, the Sandia National Laboratories and France Telecom announced that they had developed a prototype protonic memory chip that retained data even after power had been shut down. And Wizards of the Coast announced the acquisition of all the assets of TSR, including Dungeons & Dragons and the remaining major gaming convention, Gen Con. 1998, Global Village announced an agreement to sell its modem business to Boca Research for $10 million in cash and notes. And in 1999, Bleem begins shipping the Bleem PlayStation emulator. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2001, internet radio stations across the web temporarily suspend the service due to royalty disputes. Many of the services were real-world radio stations, which began to stream their broadcasts online. 2002, version 2.2.1 of the Python programming language was released. 2003, Sony sells the first Blu-ray DVD, a blue laser DVD, the BDZ-S77. It was more than a year after the initial announcement of Blu-ray optical disc format. 2006, Disney said it would begin offering downloads of its television shows from the website abc.com for a two-month trial period. 2009, Hotmail suffers a two-hour email outage. And Nicholas Zennstrom and Janice Fries announced that they would like to buy Skype back from eBay. They offered $2 billion, although they sold the company for $2.6 billion. 2012, Facebook announced they had purchased Instagram for $1 billion, days before a Facebook version of the Instagram app was to be released. 2013, ICANN announced that they will allow Chinese top-level domains with Chinese symbols starting later in 2013. And Facebook acquired Osmeta, a company co-founded by Google and IBM Amit Singh and Mark Smith. And in 2014, France officially bans all work emails after 6 p.m. This is an amendment to the 1999 work agreement and for 35-hour work weeks. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.